Hello, good friends, and welcome to today's Animal World, our co-inhabitants. On this edition, we profile Animal Aid Unlimited, a non-profit animal shelter, rescue service, and hospital located near the city of Udaipur in the northwestern state of Rajasthan in India. In the past 6 years, the facility, founded by Jim Myers of Seattle, Washington, USA, has treated over 30,000 patients at an average of 150 per day. Mr. Myers now kindly gives us a brief history of how Animal Aid Unlimited began.
About 14 years ago, we found a small city, about 500,000 people, called Udaipur, in the state of Rajasthan. And we started to travel there every year. And so for 14 years, we've been traveling back and forth. At first 1 month, then a month and a half. And about 7 years ago, we decided, let's start to live there more permanently.
Jim, his wife, and daughter are all vegans or followers of an animal-free diet, and thus India was a perfect fit for them given its strong tradition of vegetarianism. After settling in Udaipur, Jim and his wife, Erica Abrams, found many helpless, injured, and sick animals who could not get timely care.
India is full of pigs and monkeys and goats and dogs and cats. And so as we were finding these animals, we were finding too many animals and no way to really help them. And so we just decided, maybe this is what we have to do. There's a time in life when you cannot walk by something anymore.
Despite not having a veterinary background, something within urged Jim to take action on behalf of Udaipur's helpless animals.
And it just so happened, we turned to each other, my wife and I, one day, and just said, let's make a hospital. And we had no idea of how to do it, where would we get doctors, how would we build everything for it, and we said, doesn't matter, we'll find them. The people who are here, we now have 18 staff. We've hired 3 veterinary doctors. There's a nice veterinary college in Rajasthan from the city of Bikaner. And so we've hired these people.
Volunteers also make important contributions to the day-to-day operation of Animal Aid Unlimited.
Along with our spay-neuter program, education program, one of the most important programs at Animal Aid has been our outreach with volunteers who come from around the world to help us, and sometimes we think we help them getting closer to animals. And we recently had a wonderful guest from Canada, Trudy, who is volunteering. Trudy, give us a word or two about why you came and what you're doing here.
Well, I came because, of course, I love animals, and I read about what you did on the website, and I think you did wonderful stuff, so I did a little bit of research into Animal Aid and decided this is where I'd like to spend a couple months, and you know, all of it to make their life a little better.
Over the years, thanks to the unwavering efforts of Jim and the others at Animal Aid Unlimited, an increasing number of Udaipur residents have become aware of their rescue services.
And the really good news is that today we're getting maybe 10 to 15 telephone calls a day on our emergency line that are saying, oh, out of my little shaving shop, there's a dog that's been hit by something, or over here, a cow has been injured, and would somebody please come? And so we think that's the best news, because we don't want to do this work as our work. I want to share this work.
Unfortunately, vehicular traffic is the primary way Udaipur's animals are injured.
So the injuries, 70-80% of the injuries we receive are from motorcycles, cars, and buses that have hit animals, camels, even an elephant. If the animal is injured too badly or there is a problem, a big cow that maybe a bus ran over its foot while it was sleeping, well, then we have to get a group of people. Sometimes we have to even call on shop owners to come out, and usually they've been really good. And then we get the cow or the horse or the donkey, and we put it into the truck, and then we bring the truck back to our hospital.
The hospital sometimes lacks the needed diagnostic equipment, but the veterinarians have often proven to be resourceful in still getting its patients treated.
We don't have an X-ray machine. We don't have an MRI. We don't have sonography. So if an animal has internal injuries, it is very hard for us to do the analysis. Our doctors are skillful, and they do great jobs with broken bones. But if a dog has a head injury, we don't have the technology in this kind of situation. One of the things that has been great, though, we have been able with digital cameras to take pictures of tumors. We were able to get a monkey that's eye looked like it was blind, and we took a picture of it, and we sent it to a primate expert and got really good information back on how to do treatment.
When we return, we'll learn more about Animal Aid Unlimited and meet some of its caring staff and lovely animal residents. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, featuring Animal Aid Unlimited, an animal rescue center, shelter, and hospital located near the city of Udaipur in Rajasthan, India. Founded by a couple from the U.S., Jim Myers and Erica Abrams, the nonprofit operation is dedicated to helping and caring for injured animals. Let's now meet some of the facility's superb staff.
Fatilal is one of our great workers here at Animal Aid. We try at Animal Aid to help all people in the world. And we discovered that Fatilal, who had polio since childhood, is a wonderful caregiver. And one of his jobs here is to bring dogs who have injuries. He has an insight into the problems of dogs and massage giving and helping them with very severe injuries that really have made a huge difference in our work here. Here's one of our longtime great workers, Vikram. Vikram has been a great worker in catching dogs, and in the morning, we're preparing all of this food of rice and dal for 50 or 60 dogs that we have in our shelter at any one time. They're all injured dogs that have been called on rescues that we picked up and brought them to our hospital. We're getting their food ready, when they're healthy, and we'll return them all to the streets of our city tonight.
We met many adorable animal friends at Animal Aid. Their health condition was improving rapidly under the loving care of Jim and others.
Boys, good boys. Breakfast for everybody. Here we go. There you go. Here we're giving our morning food to the injured and recovering animals at Animal Aid. These animals have come to us through significant injuries and will be going back to the streets soon after some of this good food we give them every morning.
Jim and Erica's daughter, Claire, is very active in helping protect Udaipur's animals.
She has gone to 25,000 students in the city of Udaipur in the last 2 years, speaking to them about what they can do in their own neighborhood, putting water out in front of their homes, identifying animals that perhaps are suffering from injury or possibly even occasionally from bad abuse from individuals, cruelty issues, so that we have a network now of young children in the city who will make telephone calls into our 24-hour service for animal rescue.
Claire introduces us to some of the dogs at Animal Aid Unlimited.
She's been here about a month and a half, and she came in hit by a car, and she was completely unable to stand. And over time, with medicine that has helped regain her nerves and injury to her back, now she's able to stand, and we take her on walks, and slowly she's become my friend, though a little bit more from my side to hers, but she's a sweet girl. This is a great miracle at Animal Aid. I just want to quickly tell you their story of this mother and pups. Now, the interesting part is that these pups do not belong to this mother, but just yesterday she adopted them as her own, and we couldn't be happier. These pups came in about a week ago, and their mom had been hit by a car and sadly died in Animal Aid. And this mother, we did a C-section on her when she was prolapsing, and sadly, in her case also, she lost all of her babies. They were premature, and we couldn't save them. But even though she doesn't have milk right now, the babies are loving to be with her, and she's licking them and taking care of them, and they're really happy.
Jim has a vision for the future about how to improve the conditions for India's animals.
I think the big message is that we need to also get more into education. We need to get the story into India government and into politics, into school systems, maybe even help write books and curriculum that have the stories about animals and animal welfare, and go to other cities that have no animal service and give them help to create opportunities to rescue animals.
We conclude today's program with some final thoughts from Jim Myers.
I was happy to volunteer to be on this program with the Supreme Master because she seems to be a voice in the world that is talking to people about not calling on the other person just to help, but what you can do, what we, each of us, can do. I invite you to come into the world and join all of us. And if you want to come to our site, we have a web page, we have volunteers, and everyone out there can come.
Be veg, go green, save the planet. This is Jim Myers, and you're watching Supreme Master Television.
In recognition of this charity's benevolent work, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Animal Aid Unlimited with the Shining World Compassion Award, along with a kind contribution of $10,000. We appreciate all that Animal Aid Unlimited does on behalf of Udaipur's animals, and may all those around the world who are working to enhance the welfare of our animal friends be blessed. Thank you for your kind company on today's edition of Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants. Up next is enlightening entertainment after noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television. May the tranquility and peace of heaven always be with you.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/AW.